From the medieval ages, West Africa was home to a range of powerful kingdoms and empires with their own diverse cultures, identities, and people. The 13th century saw the rise of Mansas and the Empire of Mali. The Mansas brought huge wealth and established Islam as the main religion. They created centers of learning and culture at Timbuktu and Djenne. The Kingdom of Benin was founded by the Edo people. It was ruled by the divine Obas. In 1440, Oba Awere turned Benin City into a flourishing city-state and used his military to expand the kingdom. The Obas dominated trade along the coast and ruled over tribes in the east and west of the region, and the kingdom was renowned for its artworks made of bronze, iron, and ivory, which often depicted the Obas and Iobas. The 15th century also saw the rise of the Songhai Empire and their warrior king, Sonni Ali, descended from the fishing tribes of the Niger River. He captured Timbuktu and the other cities along the Niger River with his army of cavalry and canoes. The empire used the river to spread wealth and learning across the region. The early 18th century saw the rise of the Asante Empire, who established a new societal structure made up of leaders from the tribal regions. Women were of high status and had a very important role to play in society as well. Although the king, the Asante Hini, was the leader, the queen of the Asante was critical in choosing regional leaders and involved in all decisions of the empire. The Asante people are still an important part of Ghana today. But this is just a small part of a much larger story of Africa.